This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Co-host for Sumer Sports Show and the Fantasy Dirt Podcast on SI Now, formerly NFL Network, Sirius XM, and DirecTV. She is Lindsay Rhodes. Good morning to you, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well. First off, we've heard all the latter part of last week and earlier this week that the Ravens were in on the Davante Adams possible trade from Las Vegas. We heard this morning that the Ravens are 100% out of that trade.
Oh.
What do you know in reference to this rumor?
I don't know what I know, but I know that they should be in my opinion. This is the one team that I have found. We had a big discussion about this on the Sumer Sports Show this week with Thomas Dimitroff. We picked our favorite landing spots for Davante Adams. And to me, the Ravens are the one team that makes the most sense. So, I mean, it doesn't feel like a them move. You guys know they're super disciplined with their roster building, and to take on a big contract for a 31, soon to be 32-year-old wide receiver doesn't really feel like a Ravens type of move. But I just figure that if there is a year where it makes sense to make a move like this, I kind of feel like this is the year that it does for the Ravens, because I feel like he's an extra piece. The team that's going to get him, to me, feels like a team. First of all, you have to be a team that has the talent to go to a Super Bowl, right? Like, otherwise, why? Because he is an expensive, aging wide receiver who's still very, very good, but how much longer will he be very good? And I think that you have to be a team for whom it makes sense to take that roll of the dice. And to me, that means that it puts you over the top to win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, I get all the conversation about the Jets, but to me, they don't feel like they're a wide receiver away from you know, being competitive. So, and maybe you guys disagree, but I think that Devontae,
I don't disagree at all. I don't agree wholeheartedly. They have other problems.
Right. And so, I mean, good God, they just fired their coach. This is a team that we're just going to plug Davante Adams in, and they're going to be fine. I think that the Ravens, if you put him in, and help me talk through this, which again, as you just said, might be for a moot point, but maybe it's fun. If you put him on the outside, you've got Zay in the slot, you maybe bump Rashad Bateman down to like a three. Now he's a really good three. You've got all of them as weapons in the passing game that can open up some space for Derrick Henry and Lamar in the run game, which have been a strength of this team. We all know that they're not a really volume heavy passing attack, right? But like, maybe the threat of that would help the thing that they ultimately are built to do, and that's run the ball. I really like it. And I think that the AFC feels more open this year than it really has in the past few years. Like, Kansas City, I mean, we all know that they'll still be in it at the end, but don't they feel more vulnerable than they even did last year? Which is weird since they're undefeated. They're such an enigma. Buffalo's kind of like, what's going on there? I don't know. It just makes so much sense to me for them to do it. Why are they out?
totally agree with you. I think the AFC is wide open. I think the Chiefs are vulnerable, despite the fact no one's beaten them yet. However, I do have a question. What do you think about the Dean Pease move right now? You have a new defense coordinator who played for the Ravens, played for Dean Pease.
Yes.
Who do you think made that decision, and was it a good one?
Well, I think it's a very good decision. And at the very least, it just kind of gives them a little bit of stability and an extra set of eyes on the defensive side of the ball, which has clearly been you know, a little out of sorts this year. The pass defense is obviously, I mean, the run defense has been insane, right? They're fifth in EPA per rush against. They're number one in rushing yards per play allowed, just 3.1 a pop. So, like, clearly that's working. And you could make an argument, as I did earlier today on Twitter, about the Vikings. Like, sometimes if you just rank really low in pass defense because you're giving up a ton of yards, that does not tell the story that you are a poor pass defense. Like, the Vikings are just getting thrown on from a volume sense so frequently because they have a lead. They've had a lead for like all but like 3 minutes of the entire season. So clearly teams are throwing on them, and then that just leads to volume. But if you look at the advanced stats, teams aren't throwing successfully against them. It doesn't mean they're a bad pass defense just because they rank 30th in pass defense in terms of the traditional box score volume stats. But in the Ravens case, where they're, the Vikings are 31st. Ravens, anyway, they're all in the same ballpark here. And yeah, Ravens are 31st. They are actually giving up a lot. And, you know, sixth most passing yards per play, seventh highest EPA per play allowed, second highest yards after catch over expectation allowed. So something's not quite clicking in the passing game that I think could use an extra set of eyes, some attention. Historically, obviously, the Ravens defense is kind of been one that you can't do this against. And so maybe bringing in Dean Pease just helps them kind of get that figured out. Is Marlon Humphrey playing this week? Because, like, the last thing that we need is you know, fewer pieces in the secondary.
Well, he's banged up, but I don't think they've given a confirmation of whether or not he's going to be available. And even though Davante Adams won't be on the field for the Ravens on Sunday at 1, I can't believe I'm saying this, Lindsay. I think Washington versus Baltimore is must-see TV on Sunday. Give me your thoughts on these two teams meeting up.
Well, first of all, my first thought is that it should not be happening in the 1 o'clock Eastern window. This should be the Sunday Night Football game. This should be the one in prime time, right? If you look at the entire schedule, first of all, nobody wants to see Cincinnati and the Giants. But secondarily, even looking at the 1 o'clock window, which is always stacked from a matchup standpoint, I'm like, I could actually be okay maybe pivoting away from red zone and just like locking into this game for a while. It looks like it's going to be such a fun one. And obviously there is, you guys know, a dynamic of the proximity of the two teams. And then Washington is feeling pretty good about themselves this year going up against the Ravens, who have, sort of always been in this spot. This is old hat to them. So I kind of feel like it's like a new money, old money type of dynamic going on that feels a little fun. Can the younger guys knock off the older guys? I feel like just on the surface, I'm not as in. I'm not ready to push all my chips in on the Commanders the way that I know a lot of people have. I just have some questions about some of the ways that they're doing this. I mean, first of all, and this is not, I don't want to rain on any parades. What Jaden Daniels has done so far has been so impressive, and they should be so excited. They clearly got a rookie quarterback who at least gives them a chance to win every game. And it's awesome that we're even having this conversation about the Commanders and the Ravens. But I do feel like their opponent level in the last few weeks when they've been blowing up on the defensive side of the ball in particular, it hasn't been particularly great. And they do some weird things. One thing that I have my eye on for this week, really always, I keep mentioning it, and I think people are like, shut up about the left wide receiver rates, Lindsay. Cliff Kingsbury has historically done this as a coach, and I think it's so weird that he takes his number one wide receiver and he pretty much locks him down at left wide receiver. They almost always, like DeAndre Hopkins, it was true. You take him out of there and all of a sudden the left wide receiver rate goes down. It's not specific to the person. They've been doing that with Terry McLaurin this year. Like 80% of the time in every game except for one has he played 80%+ of his snaps at left wide receiver. Last week I went through the next gen charts, you know, those charts that show like the routes and stuff like that. And I was just looking, not even looking for this, just looking for anything that popped that felt a little bit out of ordinary for the entire league. And the one that popped, of course, is Terry McLaurin. Literally every single route that he ran on a target of his was on the left side of the field. So it just feels like a smart defensive coordinator at some point, maybe that's this week, will be like, hey, we know exactly where he's going to be. That makes him easier to defend. Let's send a couple of bodies that way. I mean, I realize that's harder to do because of Jaden Daniels' scrambling ability, but let's just take him out of the game. And then what do they have, other than Jaden?
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. And she's co-host of the Sumer Sports Show and the Fantasy Dirt Podcast on SI. She is Lindsay Rhodes. Lindsay, thank you so much for your time. How can folks follow you on social media?
Lindsay _ Rhodes on Twitter and Lindsay Rhodes NFL on Instagram.
Thanks a lot,
Lindsay. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.